This is the Charisma News Podcast, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about the UK courts fighting to ban internet pornography for underage viewers. That story right after this short message.
Did you know that you can explore Liberty University's 7,000-acre campus from home with a virtual 360-degree tour? Discover their world-class academic, athletic, and dining facilities from a distance and get all of your questions answered through a one-on-one video session with an admissions team member. Don't put your dreams on hold. Text CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
The United Kingdom-based Christian Institute reports that the High Court of Justice in England said that it will hear a legal challenge that could force the UK government to introduce a ban on children watching online pornography. These new regulations would require pornographic websites to use strict online age verification checks under the Digital Economy Act of December 2018, but those plans have faced delays and were dropped in October last year. There are four different age verification companies that began legal action, claiming it was unlawful for the government to withdraw their plans after the Parliament voted to implement them. The age restrictions would mean that anyone visiting a pornographic website from a British IP address had to verify that they were over 18, with some form of real-world identification. After multiple delays, the government dropped the plans and announced that they would instead rework them into its new Online Harms Bill. Unfortunately, this bill has not yet been introduced, and the government still has not announced its findings from the last online harm consultation, which closed in July 2019. It's also been suggested that the regulations could include duty of care legislation, but supporters of this argue that it would cause the ban to be delayed until 2024, which would leave children at risk of exposure to online pornography for years to come. Stuart Lawley is the chief executive of AV Secure, an age verification firm. And he said that our primary goal in court is to make the government see sense, dust off this hard-won legislation, and take action sooner than 2024 to protect our kids from stumbling over porn. Many children's charities are also supporting the legal action. John Carr, secretary of the coalition representing these charities, said that during lockdown, large numbers of children have been exposed to and harmed by online pornography who need not have been. If this judicial review can do the government's work for it, then bring it on. Jesus had some very strong words in Matthew 18. He said that if anyone causes one of these little ones to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea. He also said that if your eyes are healthy, then your whole body will be full of light. So let's make sure to protect our children's eyes as well as our own. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.